Taste.
Why?
Taste. Hey, this is a taste of the emergency broadcast system in Prima. If you are hearing this, then you are about to fucking die, and you should probably head to the hills or get into some kind of bunker down beneath the stones. I don't know. It ain't good, so maybe just, there's cats all up in my grill.
What the fuck are you people doing?
We're letting them have a Zoom meeting. Get over it.
All right, so here is the deal. We have finished season one of Infinite Ultra. Not Prima. Prima still exists. Prima doesn't have seasons. Only the show Infinite Ultra has seasons.
I think it has like winter and spring, dude.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't have seasons. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, it didn't for a long time at least. Oh, okay. So there's that. Seasons are a new thing.
Seasons were contained within the different sectors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly true. Exactly true.
Somebody listens.
So we are now moving into season two of Infinite Ultra. And we are now moving into the actual Infinite Ultra system, which we are now going to make characters in. And we are recording this for prosperity and so that anyone who wants to play this game can actually walk through the process, you know, themselves by listening to this episode.
And so that we're held responsible for not changing our character before we record the first episode,
also
like
that.
I did
also
last
that.
Time.
Yeah, if you change it, then you're shamed and the internet will lynch you and it will be terrible. So anyways, we are doing character creation. So I don't really have like a solid plan for how this is going to go, but I think I'm just going to start, you know, asking questions of people or, you know, let them just kind of do their own thing. Does anyone want to start with their character?
I'll go last.
Right up until the last word that you said, got very excited.
No, I'm not. I don't know what's happening. It's fine.
I'm not 100% decided on the name yet, but I have my character down.
Oh, the name. Yeah, the name can be later, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the opposite. It's like, I have a name. I don't have a character.
So it's...
Pea Shooter McGee.
Still body, mind, soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess as a basic rundown in general, when you create a character, you have three attributes. Body, mind, and soul, which everyone will choose for themselves, because that's how they do. And at level one, you end up with, what, 6 points, I think it is, total?
For
or eight?
Eight for attributes.
Eight, yes. Eight for attributes that you spread however you want. No attribute can have a zero, so there's that. And then you also get origins and powers and skill points. But we'll get to those things here briefly, but those are kind of the main things you're looking at when you make a character at the beginning.
So, honestly, today I made the decision that I think I want my character to be somebody from Proteus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I kind of want her name to start with an N to go with that one joke that was made that everybody on Proteus has N names.
Oh, God.
So
yeah,
I'm just going to come up with something.
That sounds like a joke that I would have made, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, well, I think that was like a running joke with the entire gang, where like everybody's name is Nathaniel, and
we
just ran with it.
Yeah, man, we ran with a lot of jokes, so yeah, no, it's all good. All right.
So it may not start with an N, I've got to get creative.
So then are you using the Protean, like, example race that I made for them?
It's in the back of the book.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes that easy then.
I read the book, Aaron. Did it.
Look at you.
I stopped after a certain point.
It's okay. It's only like 40 pages long. So it takes a minute. Does anyone else want to go ahead and get going?
I'll go. She's going to be human from Prima.
Okay. Human from Prima. Mm-hmm. What kind of general backstory are we going with here?
Well, it's based on Nathaniel Hawthorne's Rappaccini's daughter, and the...
Who?
Nathaniel
Rappaccini?
Rappaccini's Daughter is a story by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Oh, okay. I thought you would like actually meant like a person, like Rappaccini's Daughter.
Well, that's the name like, of the
that's
story.
That's a book.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
sorry, I'm not a Hawthorne.
No, it's so. Fine. I just yes. And so the whole gist of that story is it's a guy who's raised his daughter and among and around poisonous plants to make her immune to their poison, and she then becomes poison herself. So that chick is my character's like great 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 grandmother. And so every female in her line has had a flower name, and they have all had immunities and sensitivities to plants and stuff. And so then whenever the like Big Bang, whatever power, Big Snap, what did you call it?
The Bite.
The Big Bite.
The Big Bite, yeah. There it is, yeah. Happens, and people got magic powers. My character was, well, I guess if it's 20 years later,
so the Big Bite would have been about 40 years ago.
Yeah, so she's not
to
that
40 to 50, depending on how you want to look at
she's
it.
She's going
to
be about 28, I think. But, I mean, people after that have powers, too. So her magic powers...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Powers are there to stay. Okay. So.
Well, then hers, like, it mutated this already genetic affinity for poisonous plants and other plants, and it has turned her into being able to utilize these plants, and she has tattoos, and she can use those to like become healing or poisonous plants.
Because I thought you were going to say they rule, which I was going to say 100% yes, they do. They do rule. So, okay, so she's got tattoos that become plants. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, and she has like ivy, like vine tattoos as well that she can use to like grab things or people or whatever and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, interesting. So, in that case then, have you already gone through and done character creation for this stuff, or are we gonna walk through it?
Like, what are you talking, like what origins and powers and things is she gonna have?
Yeah, yeah, you know, what are the attributes, what are the origins, what are the powers? Have you already gone through and done those things?
I was skimming through it on the break, yes. Well, for origins, I wrote down because you said four on those, but I only wrote down three because I couldn't think of a fourth one. But I wrote down natural weapon, strong mind, and energy resistance to fire, because you know plants.
That makes sense.
Yes. I didn't think she would have super strength, so I didn't do that. I guess I have natural weapon, because that would be her natural weapon, are these like, you know, things that she can do that would be her natural weapon because she can use the
yeah
things.
So she like grows plants out of her that like do the damage. She basically makes the vines and whips like it's kind of like the mono whip and kind like, of in a cyberpunk
and so starting off, because as she leveled up I figured she would just get more tattoos and be able to use those flowers in her whatever. And so to start off she has the vines, but she also has like a poppy or something poisonous on one wrist, and then some kind of healing plant on the other, and she'd be able to like use those depending on the situation, obviously.
Yeah.
I also wrote down strong mind and then energy resistance to fire, but I don't know what the fourth one I want to be.
Well, I think that there are two interesting options. Shapeshifter is one of them, because I think that plants are always changing, so that'd be kind of like being able to like, you know, like shuffle off skin kind of thing. But then the other one that I was thinking also would be aquatic, because plants thrive in water in general. So being able to, you know, breathe underwater and being able to do everything underwater that, you know, any sea creature would be able to do would kind of fit with a plant. Because, you know, you got plankton and you got seaweed and you got all that kind of stuff that like exists in that world.
That makes sense.
Yeah, or either the space or desert one, because you know you don't actually have to eat food. You just have to have access to sunlight, so that might also be kind of nice. So I, you know, maybe one of those, or you could even just pick exceptional and just pick a skill that you're better at. Survival is a good skill for a plant-based person because it has a lot to do with like nature. And there's also the wild friendship, which is a lot of, like, dealing with animals. So, you know, maybe increasing one of those skills kind of also might work with being plant-based.
I could do medicine.
Makes sense. It works for the character.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's a lot more medicine and poison based than actually being made of plants and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
But you can only have four, right?
Yeah, it's just the four. So you have, what is it? Strong mind and...
I had natural weapon. Uh-huh. And then energy resistance to fire.
Mm-hmm. And then you can do exceptional and be better at
medical. But you're going to be a plant person who has resistance to fire?
Yep.
It's a smart thing for a plant to take.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And to be fair, living plants are very good at resisting fire. It's the dead ones that are the problem.
The truth. I remember being 20 and lighting a wet cigarette. It did not work.
Did not go super well.
It's also a cigarette. So, okay.
It's a plant.
It's dried plants, and then you wet it up again, and then... Okay, anyways. So, all right. So, powers then. What kind of powers are you looking at?
I wrote down adaptation, and I put freezing as the attribute for that, and then I put sneaky, and then assist. How many powers do we get?
Three to start with.
Oh, great. So that works. I wrote down three. So, adaptation, sneaky, and assist.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting collection. All right. So for the audience, adaptation basically allows her to get a plus one to survival checks, which is a skill bit per level. But then she also gains immunity to freezing in this particular instance. So, you know, if she gets stuck into a freezer or left in Antarctica or whatever, she's generally probably going to be okay. And then sneaky, as one might guess, gives her a bonus to her stealth skill. And then you said assist, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is a very flexible power. Basically, she can take up to a plus five on her target number, which is attacking, and then give that same number as a negative to someone else on their target number when they attack somebody. So basically, it's just a way to make hitting big baddies even easier as like a distraction or like a hindrance in some fashion. So cool.
And then for magic powers, I guess that'd be next. How many do we get of them?
Three.
No, you just get three powers.
Oh, it's just
total.
Those three. Okay.
You get four origins
and three powers.
Okay.
Because they're broken up into different powers. So, okay.
Well, if you're magic based, mind based.
Yeah, that's mostly just to like make it easier to kind of like sift through them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just three total.
Okay.
Is that going to change how you want to do things then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because for the magic I'd written down, because I didn't know, because like I said, I was just kind of skimming through it, because there were a couple under each that seemed neat. Like I liked the spirit power of Breath of Life. I'll go with that one instead of adaptation. And then I'm going to go with healing and magic powers instead of sneaky.
Gotcha. Okay. So Breath of Life, that's basically stabilizing a target that has fallen to zero hit points, which is good. And then healing is healing, as one might expect. Cool. So then you have, what is it? Healing, Breath of Life, and then the
assist.
You still kept the assist. Yeah. Neato. I like the sound of that. Very supportive character. Can I get her like one of those little nurse hats? Just
no, she will not wear it.
Just burn it. It's fine.
And so what else do we need to do for her?
Skills and attributes. I think those are the last two things that we have not covered. Attributes, obviously a big one, because that's kind of what everything's based off of. So you've got an interesting spread of things. So some of it is spirit, some of it is mind, and some of it is body.
So are skills and attributes the same thing?
Nope. They are very different things. So
where are the attributes on here?
Attributes are the very first thing in character creation. They are page 5, I think.
It's body, mind, soul.
Yes.
Oh, I already did that one. Okay.
Sorry.
I already got that.
Okay.
So I have body 2, mind 3, and soul 3.
Okay, cool, perfect. And then skills are a totally separate thing. You have 10 skill points to distribute between skills as however you would like. So however you'd like to do that.
Let me pause really quick, Aaron, while I try to go over this in my brain. The origins of your races, like, are those the origins I would have to take to be those? And those count as my four origins?
Not necessarily. The example races that are in the book at the moment are just exactly that, examples. You can even be of the same race, but have slightly different versions of that and still be, you know, like Protean for you specifically. You could have, you know, three of the four, change a fourth one and be like, oh, I'm just like a different kind of Protean or whatever. Those are mostly just to signify being different from the average Joe of whatever humans, basically. And you can even be different from the other people in your race. So, like, there's a bunch of near rats. Maybe one of the near rats doesn't actually like technology, so they instead do magic entirely instead.
Gotcha.
But they're still a rat, okay. And they still keep a couple of the things, but they just change all the tech stuff to magic stuff, you know? So.
Alrighty, thank you.
No problem. Alright. Rando, let's get some skills. What's up? I assume you're going to want some medicine.
Yes, that is the first one on my list. Okay, so I'm going to do 4 in medicine.
Okay, maxing out medicine. Gotcha.
And then I'm going to do 2 for stealth, 2 for perception, and 2 for survival.
All right, gotcha. Very skill heavy, not combat heavy. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. I think we've covered all the major things. Do you have a name yet?
I keep switching between Violet and Veronica.
Violet Veronica. Duh. There you go.
Because they're both plant names.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, yeah, like I said earlier, I think I might go with Veronica, actually.
I mean, who doesn't love Veronica Mars? So let's go there.
I've never seen that show.
I actually haven't either, to be totally honest.
I also have not seen this show.
I just know that
Veronica
Bell,
if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I've just always liked that name. So.
No, it's a good name. Veronica's a good name.
And it's the name of a plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but so yeah. Veronica something.
Yeah, I don't know what the last name is yet.
Veronica Jupiter. Duh.
No.
Veronica Mercury.
Maybe I should go with Violet.
Veronica something or other. Okay. Well, I think we've pretty much covered that. And who is up next?
I don't mind. I definitely need some help. Like, I talked to you. I have a very, I have my character in mind, but I need help fitting it into these rules.
Yeah, absolutely. So let us walk through the character real quick. What's the backstory All right. here?
So I wanted some relation to the previous season. And one of the most underutilized things about Wayne was his relationship with animals, I think. Mm-hmm. And I mean, other than like Steven the Rat and shit, obviously he got along well with Bartholomew. I'm assuming after the events of season 1, he went on a lot of adventures with his pet. I can't remember if it's a raven or crow.
It's a roe. It's and a raven crow.
It's a roe. And at some point there was the craven was dying, and Wayne, as he's wont to do with spirits and shit, summons, saves a crow's life by accidentally putting something he shouldn't into it, which gives it independence. And the thing we were kind of talking about was, something from before Primus Split, from, old time in history, Viking era, but, more pagan English-y.
Mm-hmm. Celtic.
Ireland's Celtic, yeah, the guy was basically a sleaze. He was a charlatan. He was manipulating religion and quote unquote magic to convince people he was basically a druid of some sort. He wasn't. It caught up to him. He dies. He gets stuck in the underworld. So he spends all this time with these ghosts, and Wayne's about to bring this crow back with an actual worthy soul. But this guy's such a rogue, he basically steals that position, jumps into this crow, and ta-da, here he is. So he's from the past. I think the big thing would be he can turn back and forth from the crow to the person. Mm-hmm. And so shape-shifting and somewhat of a battle of personalities in their mind, obviously. And then his, power would be, besides the fact that he's just a sneaky bastard. I totally just want to play a rogue, by the way.
Yeah.
When he is a human, to represent the fact that he's, got this crow being attached to him, he has a cloak of feathers. and he can pull those feathers and use them as weapons, like throwing knives or just stabby knives. So that's his whole thing.
Which, to be fair, throwing knives is just stabby knives at a distance.
Yeah, at a distance. Oh, and then an after effect of him being like a ghost for so long is that when he comes to, he can still like sixth sense, like I see dead people, and he can like talk to ghosts and shit. And so that's what I want this character to be. How do I make it work?
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. Origins, you have some very easy ones to go off of.
So I wrote down divine, even though technically not, but it could also be a magical origin, right?
Yeah, like divine origin doesn't necessarily mean that you are literally from like some kind of divine bloodline. It could just be that you are more attached to the soul realm than your average normal person. Which, as a dead person coming back to life, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, so divine origin works for me then.
Divine origin makes perfect sense. Natural weapon for
I wrote
your,
that one down for the
for
feathers.
Your cloak of feathers makes perfect sense.
And then I wrote shapeshift down, but the shapeshift you have in the rulebook seems more like illusionary, and this is an actual, he's either the crow or he's a person.
This we can get to in the powers. The shapeshifter, in this sense, does not cover what you're trying to get with that. So let's go to something else. I definitely think heightened senses as far as sight would make sense because, you know, birds are very visual.
That's the opposite of Wayne, too. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I can see really good.
Exactly. Not strictly necessary, but I think it fits. And then I would say after that, probably willful. Because of just like the explanation of the character itself, being kind of resistant against other people's magical attacks kind of makes sense. Because he's like, well, no, you're full of shit. Like, don't worry about it, you know? I feel like that. I feel like the charlatan in him kind of probably gives him a certain level of what am I thinking
resistance
of?
Resistance to magic.
Yeah, like a certain level of like suspension of disbelief with magic, where it's like, nah, seriously, I don't think I'm seeing 8-foot spiders. You're full of shit. Like, nah, you can just go away.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. I pulled this con about 8 times in my lifetime. Like, I feel like that fits like the con man.
Okay, I like that. So I wrote natural weapons, divine origins, heightened sense of sight, willful.
Okay, so and
so
then
that's 4 origins, and then powers or
yeah.
So I straight up want to play a rogue. How many powers do we get? 3.
3 powers, yes.
So I either need sneaky or sneak attack.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. So there's one very particular aspect that you have that meets a specific power, which is turning into a bird. Which you have 2 different versions of that, and we talked about this a while back. So you have the mech suit version, which is technically a technology thing, but we can reskin it as a magical power or a spirit power, where you basically, it's like druids in D&D, where like you have a set pool of hit points for a form. And when you're in that form, it has its own attributes, it has its own skills and powers and origins and everything. Like, it's a whole separate creature, basically. Or there is the transformation version, which is more like Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan style, which is like it takes a certain amount of energy to turn into this thing, and it can have a lot of power and a lot of ability. It does not share a hit point pool, which is the big thing. So you can transform into this, and even if you get taken down to 0, you'll just pop back into the old version.
But isn't the transformation a time-based thing?
It is.
Like
it is.
Limited?
Yes, which is
See,
why
I would much rather reskin the mech suit.
Yeah, yeah, I think the reskin mech suit probably works best for you.
Because it's literally, I'm either...
You're either the bird or you're the man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so at that point then, so you can do mech suit, and you can also do, like, as the human version, you can do mech suit to turn into the bird. You can do sneaky and sneak attack to kind of get this, like, rogue stuff under control.
Well, do we have opportunities later on to get more powers?
Yeah, absolutely. You get a power every 2 levels.
because to fulfill my things, if I get three, it looks like if I did the mech suit for Raven, sneaky for being a rogue, and then communication ghost,
that does
would be three powers, and that would cover all my bases.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. Yeah, so with communication, we can say, where is that? So there's two different versions of the afterlife in this particular multiverse. There's heaven and the hell, of course. So would you rather, I feel like you personally probably go with the infernal side. You'd probably talk to people in hell.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. That's probably where he went.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Let's be honest.
I assume that's kind of the jump that he went. Yeah.
He was kind of an arsehole, you know?
Yeah, so you can do communication infernal. So that will be 1 minute per level of power when you use it. And that is a soul power for show. Okay, so then sneaky is a body power, which doesn't actually need any kind of attribute points or anything.
You said communication is soul, mech suit. What would that be for?
That's kind of what I want to go over here. So you have communication, which is a soul power. It's reliant on attribute points. Sneaky is not. It's technically a body power, but it doesn't actually require anything. So then you can either use the mech suit as a mind power or a spirit power. I would generally lean towards the spirit power since you are...
Yeah, everything else is spirit-based.
Yeah, everything else is spirit-based, so I would say that. And then we will need to build a bird, a magical bird that you will be.
Okay, 1 second. I'm going to look at my notes and see if I wrote down if he's a fucking crow or raven. This is going to bug me.
Yeah.
God, Wayne's such a bastard. He didn't even write Bartholomew in his character.
Didn't even write a goddamn thing, did he?
Had the conversation about which one's smarter.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
On multiple occasions, I believe.
What did we end up with?
I don't remember.
I have a lot of powers that are raven-based.
I think we went with ravens because the powers that we built around you were built around the eyes of the raven at one point. So
what sits on Odin's shoulders?
Ravens.
Is that ravens?
That's ravens.
Yeah, let's just go ravens then, because that fits into the whole pagan aspect of this guy.
Yeah, ravens is, I think, the smarter of the two.
They're bigger, too.
They are. They are indeed. So we need to make you a raven then. A raven form.
Wait, how many skills do I get to pick?
You have 10 skill points. Do you want to just go ahead and finish off your human form?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, do you have a name? Is that what are you going with a name here?
Something like Hralt or kind of. I'm going to go digging through my linguistics shit and see if I can find a name that's meaningful.
I have a baby
book. Something old fashioned-y.
Okay.
Can you turn to the Viking chapter?
No, it just says men and women and then by letter. Okay, so let's go.
Something has a section for mythology too, Aaron.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they're okay,
vaguely Nordic.
Hold on. There actually are some Nordic things in here. Let me see. What we got going on?
Well, I mean, I still gotta like zero in on my actual culture.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. I'm just gonna pick you a name. Don't worry about it.
Nope.
don't worry about it.
You don't get to name me. I get to name you.
No, it's fine. Okay.
That's what the book's for.
There's
literally
10,000.
The book's for his NPCs.
I'm not gonna go through this. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. So sneaking, you're gonna get the sneaky skill, correct?
Yeah, sneaky, charisma.
Stealth skill, yeah. And charisma, okay.
I definitely need both a melee and ranged attack.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good plan.
That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone needs to be able to fight.
Ranged. Yeah, someone needs to be able to fight ranged.
Mm-hmm. And I love his version of it, which is like throwing like feather blades, basically. I love that.
That's pretty cool.
I don't see, I'd just like to point out on your skill list in this rule book, I don't see either climbing or seduction.
It's athletics for climbing and charisma for seduction, so suck it.
I'm just writing down, okay, I can do, we just get 10 points to spend on skills?
Yeah, just 10 points to kind of go spread through that.
Is there a max?
Four.
Four? Okay. Four
unless max. You have unless you have an origin that boosts it up, which I don't think you do. So
perfect. That's all I need. I can skill okay, out cool. my character.
So then let us make a bird, shall we?
So does it literally follow the same body, mind, soul?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm guessing this is Wayne's bird. Wayne did all the heavy lifting. I'm guessing its body is a one. I would like the bird to be more clever than the man, but less soulful. So I guess I'll kind of be the opposite there.
Seems appropriate.
Sky origin, obviously. It's a bird. Does that even need to be a thing, though?
That seems to be like a good plan. Because, I mean, that even like accelerates a bird's ability. So even if it got like way high into the stratosphere, it would still be able to exist. So it's like a magical bird version.
So, well, in that case, could I do like adapted body space?
You could. You could be a space bird. That's totally, totally. I mean, because theoretically speaking, the bird version of you is not actually a bird. It's like a bird projection, essentially. So,
well, it's a soul of Bartholomew that's been saved.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the body, whether it is either a dead body or, like, some kind of weird projection, either way, would not necessarily be beholden to the normal requirements of life. So, you could legitimately be a space bird.
I'd like it to be fast, I guess.
Fast would make sense, yes.
Telepathy comes to mind, so I can actually speak to people while I'm a bird.
Also good.
That leaves me with one more.
I would say natural weapon, so that you can still attack if you need to.
Okay, like
yeah, because it'd be out, yeah, like, either your wings or your beak or
have
something.
Large talons?
Yeah, or like talons or something. Yeah, just so that
I think
you're
I'll
not
keep the wings going. Honestly,
yeah, just so that,
just like Falcon style.
It's just so that you're not like if you transform into this, you're not like totally useless in a fight too.
All right.
Okay, so then the bird needs some powers as well.
Flight?
That comes with being a bird. I had talked to you about like the idea of like it literally opening its mouth and like cyclopsing out its mouth and like just like a necrotic beam of death.
Oh yeah, that's totally doable. That'd be cool. We can stick with magical powers because you went mind heavy, right?
Well, for the person, it's going to be soul heavy. For
yeah,
the bird, it's
going
to be mind
heavy.
With
the bird, it's mind heavy. So you can do your elemental attack and then do some metamagic abilities as well to make it range and more powerful.
Wait, so you said elemental?
Yeah, so you can pick an element, and technically speaking, when you first get the elemental attack, it's a touch thing, but since you are specifically making it to shoot out of your mouth, you can get the metamagic power to make it ranged, and then you can also have one other power outside of that. So you can either take another metamagic feat, or you can pick some other just random power.
So metamagic, necrotic, elemental attack.
Yeah, I think it would be infernal, I think is the energy type. Let me go see what this is. This is all rats. Why do I have a bunch of shit about rats? God damn it.
My bad.
Energy types. We have fire, electricity, thunder, cold, holy, infernal, radiant, psychic, and astral. So,
okay, so infernal, probably.
Yeah, infernal would make the most sense as far as like as close to necrotic, quote unquote. That's like it's specifically coming from hell, basically. So you still have one power left. You wanted
to do something like fun and unexpected would be cool.
Yeah. Are you wanting to do more magical stuff, or are you wanting to do just something fun, interesting?
Something fun and interesting, I think.
You know what would be really fun?
Wait, what's this?
Is
what?
Pocket dimension. A bird that can make a pocket dimension. It's like a bird bag of holding.
Oh, you know what? Aren't ravens and crows the birds that like to, like, take things?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they just, like squirrel them. Things. Yeah, they just squirrel them away into, like, these random just pocket places.
Okay, so he has, or powers, quote-unquote.
Yeah, it's either, I'd say either that or, like, counter magic, because I feel like birds are, like, totems, you know?
How does counter magic work?
So counter magic, you have two different versions. You can actively try to stop an attack, a magical attack. You can impose your magical defense on someone who's trying to cast a spell. It takes an attribute point. Or you can project an anti-magic field. Yeah, so that anything that happens in that space that is magical has to go through your magic
defense.
That would
fuck over. We've got a plant person so far. The other two, are you magic based? Either of you?
I probably will be.
Probably okay. I'm not going to do that then.
Yeah, I honestly
like the idea of pocket dimension
works for a crow, so or raven or whatever. That seems like the most adorable version. So,
yes,
you have a raven pocket,
and then skills all just.
And then skills all just pick. Yeah, and then skills for your bird will be a whole separate thing. So
it's gonna be good at gadgets.
Yeah, it seems.
No, no fucking
weird.
Clue.
Okay. All right.
Chain smoking. He learned that from Wayne.
Yeah, definitely learned that from Wayne. All right. So
I'll just pick a bunch of mental based skills for him.
All right. Then we have Kia and Kim left.
Are you ready, Kim, or do you want me to go? Okay.
Kim is hard no. Hard pass. That's fine. Hard pass.
Well, I have to change everything now. So.
Yeah. Okay, right, so I'm going to play a Protean.
Okay.
And you set...
Non-standard Protean, I believe.
Well, I'm going to take... Like, I want to take out the adapted body space and replace it with martial prowess.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so she's going to be... Her origins are going to be martial prowess, willful, dark vision, and extreme metabolism. And...
Which... Hold on. Let's look through what exactly these mean. So the martial prowess especially means that you get an additional physical power.
I get four powers?
Yes, technically you will start with four powers. So extreme metabolism also means that you basically don't get any kind of negatives from bad food or illness or anything of that particular ilk, so you get a plus one to survival, and you're immune to poison and disease.
Yes, it says on there, immune to poison and disease.
Yes, very, very specific. And willful is something that we just talked about with Justin, which is a particular resistance to magical effects. It gives you, you roll one dice tier lower than usual on magical defense checks. And what is the other one?
Dark vision, just ability to see in
the
dark.
Oh yeah, dark vision is exactly what it sounds like.
Nothing special, but I figured a Protean would have it. So.
I think what is my description for dark vision? Pretty standard these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's
the backstory here? Like, what are we looking at here? Like, what is this character?
So, we're just gonna call her N for now.
Okay.
And I'll figure out a name, before the first episode, but.
I like the mystery name, though. N. It's cool.
N. Yeah, Bob was like, she should just go by X, and that's just it.
I mean, that'd be badass. X. Hell. It makes me think of a Speed Racer. I don't know why.
So, N was born on Proteus.
Okay.
And she was a young girl when the Challengers came through and hadn't really come into her own yet. And then... After the sun was returned, she got put into a weird tight spot where she had to defend herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized at that point that in a panic, she was able to summon a sword to defend herself. And not knowing what to do, she prayed to Astrana. And in my mind, and Aaron, you can tell me if this is no or not, but in my mind, Astrana was like...
Go for it.
Okay, so Astrana was like, well, this is interesting, and it reminded her of a certain young woman. And so she's like, you should go with the settlers to Prima and go talk to Jocelyn, who also has a creation / summoning ability. And N also had some sort of physical weakness that she couldn't figure out. Mm-hmm. So she gets sent to Jocelyn and spends a lot of time with Jocelyn at the beginning, not only honing her creation craft, but Jocelyn trying to help her with her, whatever she had going on.
Yeah.
And she did a lot of training, and I feel like Jocelyn would have probably set her up with like Dakota or Adam or somebody like that to try to kind of help build her up and kind of give her some power.
Expand the training out a little bit.
So she feels drawn to Jocelyn, and she feels like she owes a lot to Jocelyn. So she switches over her belief from Astrana to Jocelyn and is a devout follower of Jocelyn. Like, trying to go in and rid the world of just like the people who are just causing everybody harm. So
that sounds awesome. No, I love it. I think what did we say earlier is Jocelyn's first paladin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wanted something to tie back to the last season.
Oh yeah, no, which is great. We have a couple of those, so now I'm all about it. So
she then, has her creation ability.
Yeah, so creation's an easy one, mm-hmm. And mind you, creation you can do multiple levels of. So are you just doing the first level of that?
Or yeah,
are you,
I'm just going to do the first level.
Okay. Especially for you, considering you're just making weapons with it. Yeah. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
it's just going to be like melee weapons. So swords, hammers, what have you.
Yeah, yeah. So this is not something for you people in the audience that is not necessarily written in the rule book that I'll probably add in later. Like, she's making weapons, so she doesn't have to take the weapons power that exists in the tech suite, because I mean she's just making these things, so it's at a limited time kind of situation. So
yeah, they only last for like, because I'm only taking level one, they can only be up to 5 pounds. It only lasts only for a minute.
Yeah, which I mean even I can
only do it in a limited amount of time.
Yeah, even like a Zweihänder is really like, I think, what, 5-6 pounds I think total. Something yeah. Like that. So you can make pretty much any melee weapon and then some with 5 pounds.
Yeah. And then her like downfall to that is it has to have been something that she has touched at some point in her past. So okay. It's not like she can just imagine a rapier and then pull it out of nowhere. Like she's got to have physically touched it at some point.
Seen it, touched it, actually gotten to study it kind of thing.
So okay. She has taken on a weird habit of just touching everything around her.
Because
what
that.
If one day?
What if I need to make this?
She can summon more than a sword.
No, I like that. That's great.
So that's her weird little quirk. So one of her physical powers, I think I want to be elasticity.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, which I feel like that would kind of go in her favor as a protean, being tall, because. I want to say, like, she'd probably be, like, the average you said is about 6 feet, right? So I want to say she's probably about, like, 6'3", 6'4", something like that. So something that's unsettling for, like, a human to see a woman of that height.
Yeah, definitely. She's Elizabeth Debicki, basically.
So elasticity allows you, doesn't give you any defensive bonuses, but it allows you to stretch your body out to potentially have a further melee range.
Yeah, so she would be able to, like, say, for instance, you summoned a sword, your arm you could extend 5 times mm-hmm. past your normal melee range. So you'd be able to get all the way to, which I guess at that point would be essentially a 30-foot range. So yeah, you'd be able to attack people even at a very considerable range, which is kind of awesome.
And then, because I didn't take any, like, ranged things, and so I saw that elasticity, and I was like, that's actually really kind of cool.
And I like the elasticity also has a lot of fun stuff you can do outside of combat, which I think...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, could be very, very fun.
Absolutely. And then, because of my martial prowess, I'd like to take an additional physical power mm-hmm. of intervene.
Nice. That's a good one.
Which allows me, if I still have enough movement in my turn, to try to intercept an attack on another person. And then this one, John. Wow. This one, Aaron. I'm doing terrible today.
It's okay. I'm not my brother. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I called Randy and Jamie earlier. Not her sister, Jamie. My friend, Jamie, but.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're getting a lot of confusing things here. We have John, my brother, and then Jamie, not her sister, and then...
Yeah. So just cut all that out. Okay, so for my true third power...
Okay.
And you can say yes or no to this, but this... I feel like this falls into the paladin of Jocelyn, but first believing in Astrana thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guidance.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay, so guidance allows me to re-roll a dice of my own or of somebody's that I choose. So divine win, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know if it's body, soul, mind. I don't, it's, that says see description, but it doesn't really say.
Yeah, because it's a, oh, I should probably clarify that in the thing. That one is the most up to interpretation. I would say, since it's not actually based off of attributes, it's just how many times you can do it in a day. So it doesn't matter, ultimately, what it's based off of.
See, I was so thinking you, it might have been soul, but...
Yeah, if you have one level of guidance, you get to re-roll one dice. It doesn't matter whether it's based off of your soul, your body, or your mind. It's just if you have, you know, however many levels in that thing, you get that many re-rolls in a day. So, yeah.
Are we going to see the guidiest wind in this campaign?
Man, if she starts really sinking points into that, you might...
But I felt like that was just another tie to her belief of Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, which is legit. So, okay, so let me see. Is that all four powers then at that
That's
point?
That's all four powers. Creation, okay. Elasticity, guidance, and intervene.
Yep, got it. Okay, yep. Cool. That is fan-freaking-tastic.
And then as for skills, because we're going through skills, right?
Yeah, I'd like to.
As for skills, well, she's definitely taking... I've lost my skills page. She's definitely taking athletics.
Mm-hmm. Seems
melee. Yeah, melee attacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Melee attack would be good.
Physical defense. I don't know how this is a skill, but okay.
Oh, trust me. It'll make sense when we start getting into it.
So I have those three. And then I started thinking, like, I kind of want... Just like her little weirdness, I was thinking at first, wild friendship.
Okay.
But I don't know now if other people are going to have wild friendship. I don't know if I want to have it.
Well, you can wait for a minute. It's totally okay. So you've got most of it figured out.
As a protean, you should also strongly consider survival.
Because you
had to like... survive on Proteus.
Right, and that's part of what extreme metabolism is. It does give me a plus one to survival.
Mm-hmm.
So I had thought about that as well, but... And I could, I mean, technically I could also take adaptation.
Climbing?
That's in my athletic skill, and I guarantee you I'm going to have more than 1 point in athletics. I'll carry it. I'll carry it, Justin. I'll carry it.
Yeah. Okay.
Your first enemy is a mountain. A climate. Yeah.
I'm done. Finished. Got it.
But yeah, that's in a nutshell.
That sounds good. I like in as a name. Very near automata.
I like nutshell as a name.
Nutshell?
Nutshell is pretty good.
But that would be a better name for Randy, though.
I was
going
to say, that sounds better for your bird than anything. Nutshell?
Bartholomew!
Nutshell, I choose you!
So, Kim, what's up with your character?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I am a natural witch, ooh, if anyone is familiar with the song Rhiannon by Stevie Nicks.
I have not heard or
probably
known
heard
this,
it.
No.
Probably don't heard remember it. You'll know it if you hear it.
You're probably right. I probably have heard it. I've heard a lot of things that I don't know about.
She's like a Welsh goddess kind of thing.
Mm.
Anyway, so more Stevie Nicks is the inspiration.
Gotcha.
But Rhiannon.
Yeah. And her name is Stevie Nichols?
Stevie Dimes.
No, her name is Lucinda.
Ooh. I like it.
I like that. Lucinda's a cool name. Yeah.
Josh, who is way smarter than me, had a better explanation for that name. Let me see if I can remember what word he decided it was. Elucidate?
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, since I'm a psychic, elucidate, make things clear.
That makes sense.
That kind of thing. So, yes, a witch. I was kind of born into like a traveling sideshow kind of thing.
So she's a carny witch.
Yeah, carny. I don't really know who my parents are. It's kind of a communal living situation, so I don't necessarily have parents.
Cool. Cool.
We all just kind of grew up together.
So this is like Lord of the Flies carnival witch. Like, I'm liking where this is going, and we haven't even gotten to an episode yet.
So, yeah. And I don't really want to give everything away.
No, you don't have to.
But yeah, so like, I just kind of get tired of the carny life and just kind of go on a walkabout into the wilds of Prima.
Nice.
And that's where I meet my little fox.
Ooh.
She's a white fox. I'm going for like a kitsune kind of fox.
Yeah, there you go.
That way she kind of grows and you maybe decide to give her some more tails. I don't know. We'll see how she evolves.
A not very subtle like, right at me.
I'm just giving you ideas for the future. Like,
cool.
There's a possibility that you could give her more tails and she could do cool stuff.
I'm okay with that.
Her name will be Kit.
Okay, it's not Vulpix.
So, Lucy and Kit, that's us.
Cool. Sounds awesome. So what kind of origins and powers are we looking at here?
So my origins will be the magic origin.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I'll have a shapeshifter and then strong mind and the adapted body sky.
Ah, yes. So you can glide around.
Yeah, that practical magic.
Yeah. Do you have a broom?
No, I have a staff. Okay. I'll have a staff.
That's close. You have a removable leg broom and you can put on.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to fly and I'll screw in the bristles.
Does it have like a shape on the end of it, or is it just like a wood?
It'll have a stone, like a crystal.
Oh, nice.
On the end.
Okay.
What's a witch without crystals?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Powers, let's see. I did the Amplified Sense Tremor, and I figured that could be like my psychic power. I think it says like if you like touch the ground and if someone else is touching it, you can see.
Yeah, or as long as there's like a loud like vibration of some kind. Yeah, it's very daredevil-esque kind of thing.
Right, yeah. And then I picked Force Field for a little defense, Invade Mind, and the robotic assistant for my fox.
Sweet. I'm sure Invade Mind is gonna get weird really fast.
We'll see.
We'll
see how creative I could be about it.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that when I made it. I was like, is this gonna just like absolutely screw me at some point?
Yes.
I guess I'll find
I'm
out the
that
fun way.
Clever, Aaron. We'll see.
Well, to be fair, I put in when Justin did Astral Projection in the last season, I literally have in the power, like parentheses, do not make me regret this.
Yep, and I think I did.
You used it really well.
It was mostly my terrible suggestions. It's like, fly in that tube, see what happens.
Yeah, let me just get trapped in here. Ah, shit.
It's like, oh, I didn't think about that. No, it'll mostly be like, I invade their mind and make them really hungry so they don't even come after us.
There you go. Yeah, some of the higher power, like higher levels on that one are very interesting. Like, incept people. It's kind of cool. Yeah. There's one where it's like you can't necessarily, like, change their fundamental, like, personality. Like, you can't change an evil person good, but you can basically just be like, here, you really, really want to do this thing. Now go do it.
My powers, I picked melee, since I'll have a staff. That way
I can also whack people.
Yeah, skills. Wild friendship, magic defense, knowledge, and medicine.
Sweet. All right. That sounds like a witch to me.
Yeah. You're right. So I'm like building it like I'm gonna play D&D, and then like after that, I was like, this is a comedy podcast. Like, I made this kind of sad, lonely character. Aww. Like, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Sad, lonely characters are hilarious.
They certainly can be.
Like, this world is fucked up, and it's hard to think of something funny.
I'll say Jocelyn wasn't like a happy-go-lucky character. So.
Well, it was easy with Crystal. She was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the nice thing is she always had biscuits to play off of, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make Kit funny.
Oh, what's Kit's voice going to be like?
I was about to say, wait, no, what does the fox say? Or whatever.
That's not what the fox says. That's the sound of listeners leaving.
Yeah, I was like, all oh, four okay, of that them. Adds a new wrinkle to my character. I'm slowly going insane because this fox will fucking
does, yeah, okay, so does the, I mean, does the fox talk? Like, is this a magic fox?
It doesn't have to, but I don't know. I didn't expect biscuits to, and you just pulled that out. So
that's true. Well, fortunately, there was a person there who could understand animals.
Justin
yeah.
pulled that one.
But I mean, his voice was like the best part of being the DM for that whole season. It was just like, oh yeah, this is great. Oh yeah, it's just that. Oh yeah, you know.
So it can start out all skittish until she starts leveling up, and then she can become a badass.
There you go.
Nice.
Maybe so she can help save the world and get a voice box like the rats did.
Nice. Yes.
If your fox grows extra tails, does that mean there'll be like tails in the Sonic and the Hedgehog and you'll be able to spin it and fly?
Maybe. We'll see.
Sweet.
So I guess I'm leveling a fox. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to make a fox character. Cool.
Do all this research on Kitsune.
Yes.
And that's all you'll need. Yeah.
Perfect. Love it. Okay. So, anyone else have questions on their values or their skills or their powers or anything like that?
So many, but
I
it's
mean,
okay.
No, we can run through the main priority it. Ones. Yeah, this is a learning process.
Is there a magical ACV?
No. It's
okay,
just
so
melee
it's just
and range.
Melee. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Melee and range.
And then it's the DCV that's magical and physical. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I swear it's kind of easy.
It is. Just there's lots of different things, and we're all trying to figure it all out
yeah,
at the same time.
It's okay.
What does the A stand for?
Attack.
Why don't we just call it MCV and RCV as in melee combat value and ranged combat value?
You can do that. Yeah, I took that one from the original Silver Age Sentinel system, even though, like, I don't know why I left it there. I don't know.
Just what we've used.
Yeah, I guess I'm just so used to talking in those terms when it comes to Infinite Ultra. But yeah, that's a good note. I'll change that. No, I should. I think that'll help clear things up as far
it
as like what the numbers are. Yeah. Okay. So Cam, your melee attack value is the average of your body and soul.
And you don't round up. You round down.
Yes.
That has been established.
And then the ranged attack is the average between your body and mind.
Oh, no. I was like, maybe I did this, like, should I have a stronger soul or a stronger mind for, like, magic?
Magic, depending on what kind you're using, can be based off of either. A lot of, like the more elemental, like, wizardy kind of magics are mind stuff, and then soul is more, like, more related to like helping people, like, you know, doing healing stuff or you know, buffs and things like that. So it's more support magic. But I mean, with the way that the system is set up, you can kind of fudge things around a little bit, you know, like technically healing magic is in like the magic powers, which are almost all mind. But I mean, if you're like a spiritual shaman guy, then I mean, it makes more sense for you to use soul for that. So. There's a little fudging around that can be done.
Okay, so if I do body 1, soul 3, and mind 4,
then you,
how does that sound?
Sounds like a witch to me.
Okay, so the average of soul and body?
For a ranged attack is body and mind. Oh, you're talking about for your melee attack. Yeah.
I hope we don't fight anything this first episode.
No, it's the second episode that we'll find the Destroyer again. And we were like, skip that one, guys.
No, the Destroyer's dead. Thank goodness.
Dead twice like over.
Or a new
level up 3 or 4 times before we fight anything.
Like a Destroyer type character. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both 2? Am I doing that right?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Like, as long as that's similar to y'all's, that's fine. And HP is the average?
No, HP is your body.
Oh, 1.
Yeah, your body plus your level times 10.
2 times 10. Ooh,
20. Just so you know, Kim, my defenses are 1 and 0, which is technically a 1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, your defenses are probably going to be 1s as well. Well, yeah, your magic defense is probably pretty good. So your physical defense is your average between body and soul, just like the melee attack, but it's minus 2.
is. And the lowest number you can have is a 1, which is probably where you're at.
I do have a question about skills.
Okay, we'll get to that in 1 second. Let's get this last defense in. Your magic defense is the average of mind and soul minus 2 again. What is your question, sir?
So it says for skills, some of them are an average of 2 things. So every skill has a related stat and some are an average of 2?
Yes. So like perception and insight both are averages between 2, as is stealth.
Oh, stealth is as well?
Yes.
Stealth is body and mind.
Yeah.
Body and mind.
You gotta be dexterous and smart.
Oh dear.
I think I'd already done that and then just didn't write it down.
It's kind of funny. Sometimes, like, it's been quite a while since I set up a lot of this stuff, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah, no, of course it would make sense to me. I did that.
Yeah.
I made this.
Yeah, it's kind of like listening to old episodes and laughing. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, no. It's funny because, you know.
It's yeah. funny to me. So to me. The melee defense, I'm sorry, was again.
Your which one?
Melee defense.
It's body and soul.
Well, it's magical physical.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, the physical.
The physical is body and soul, yeah. Averaged minus 2.
Okay, body, mind, soul, okay.
Any other pressing questions, y'all?
Does the robot assistant have the information like for my foxes?
Yeah. The main thing, it has 20 hit points per level. So just 20 hit points. Your fox is as durable as you are. That's funny.
Yeah, so I'll just use her as a meat shield.
She's got wow, this defensive value is way too high. We'll just say her defense matches yours for now. I'm gonna have to change that. These are super wicked high.
I can already tell you that since you have a fox, every time we record, I'm probably going to have that song stuck in my head, like, all day.
I was like, Kia, do you mind if I steal your dog's name?
No, not at all.
Does that bother you at all?
Now I just picture Kitsune being her little, like, even though it's a white fox.
Yes. My little fox with a bushy tail.
It makes me very happy.
Well, like, I was trying to think of a different name, but I'm like, no, it's perfect. Plus, I had a cat growing up that was Kittles.
Yes. So.
That's it.
The fox also has a speed of 20 feet. Sorry.
I tend to make up like nicknames for the dogs on the spot when I'm chit-chatting with them a lot. And the other day I called Kitsune Kit Kat. I was like, what are you up to, Kit Kat? And Bob was like, that's going to be her name from now on.
I did have a question about speed. What is our speed? 30. Is it plot speed? 30?
30.
Average person 30 has 30 feet of speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I knew.
It's because it's the same as D&D.
No, I legit just read it.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see it in there, but I'm going to skip it.
It's under combat, so.
Okay. I don't think I read that whole entire section because I was figuring out all of the.
The move things. Action is the first one, but no, I totally understand what you're saying. Well, there's like. Standard action, light action, free action, reactions. Our attack? What is an attack? A standard action is basically an attack.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I did get rid of my invade mine.
Oh, okay, cool. What'd you take instead?
Super speed level 1 just for that extra action.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Sigfriend always said a slow thief is a dead thief.
Gross. That's what they say. All right. Yeah, I think we're good on this one then. We'll go ahead and stop this.
Bye.
Goodbye.